We are in what seems like week 73 of quarantine, but you are now tuned in to episode 115 of True to Size.
We should have started the episode counter over when quarantine started. You know, like an AD, AD situation. AD.
Yeah.
That's all right. We'll keep it going. We should have done a season two. That should have been that was a perfect time to start it. Yeah.
Before freedom.
Before freedom and after quarantine. What's going on, everyone? And welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I'm joined by the rest of the quarantine at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Oi, 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 oi.
And Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Yellow.
And are you guys ready?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, more bars, more bars.
And Phil.
It's okay. Jeez. You guys ripped me on the intro already.
Yeah, exactly. That's all they needed, right? Phil, thanks for being back for it feels like the 73rd time, so it's ironic you said that at the beginning. We appreciate you being here. We're glad to see that you're still safe at home, hunkering down, and you have not changed one bit. I'm glad that of all the people in the world, quarantine has changed. You are not one of them. Thank you. So we're switching things up a little bit on today's show. We've been pumping out episodes like crazy for like the last month. We've been doing two a week, and it's been killer. It's been super fun. And as much as we love talking sneakers every single week, every other day, it feels like, we decided we'd try an entire episode dedicated to NSR, not sneaker related. Woo. So we'll still have a little bit of shoe talk off the top, but we're also going to talk about UFOs, dream cars, and play an NSR version of Can You Name Five? So this should be fun. And if you enjoy our sneakerless podcast, please let us know. If you don't, please keep your thoughts to yourself. But first, Alvin.
Fire round.
Yes, the fire. That was actually good for wow.
That was good.
We made it.
Yeah.
we can go back to recording in person now. Alvin has figured out the fire round. We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from me, because no one knew it was going to be NSR. We didn't announce it, so I didn't have a chance to reach out to our listeners to see if they had any NSR fire rounds. But I do have a couple of good ones to get us kicked off in this NSR episode of True to Size. So the first one I have is, what was your dream car growing up? I feel like everybody had that. Alvin is smirking. Alvin, you can go ahead and first, because it looks like you can't contain yourself.
It changed, obviously, since having a child.
No, it's a minivan.
My original, no, not even. my original dream car was a Lexus IS 300, but the one from Gran Turismo 2.
Gran Turismo. Damn.
Gran Turismo.
That's a big throwback. Two, specifically Gran Turismo 2.
Yeah, because at that time it was the Toyota Alteza or whatever.
Yeah.
But really, it's the Lexus IS 300. And it was just that model because they changed it after, I think. They changed it to the more, I guess, modern looking one. But yeah, that's the one I want with the cool circular lights in the back and stuff and whatnot. That was my dream car. Now it's a Jeep.
Any Jeep.
Nice.
Any Jeep will do.
A Rubicon. No, it's got to be a Rubicon. Sorry. Got to be fucking suited up and shit, and then I'm good.
Okay, I'm going to go next because I thought what Alvin was going to say as his current dream car, which I think I've recently decided might be my like realistic like modern day dream car, is a G-Wagon, which I thought is what Alvin was going to say. But he's still committed to the Jeep, so I respect that a lot.
Realistic.
But my my original dream car when I was a kid was a Lamborghini Murcielago, because like growing up, I don't know where my dad even got this poster from, because he's not a car person at all, but there was a random picture of a Lamborghini Murcielago in yellow, like framed, like really fancy, up on the wall all as I was growing up, and I just looked at it every, I was like, this is a really cool car. So every, like, always growing up, and even until now, I've always been like, when it's Lambo versus Ferrari, I've always been team Lambo. Shout out to the Lambros. So yeah, for me, it was a Murcielago, heavy into yellow for sure. Joel, you're the car guy here, so I expect a very intricate answer from you.
Oh man. Growing up, I don't know, I was heavily influenced by, like, you know, muscle cars and stuff like that. So my dream car growing up was a 67 Impala.
Ooh.
Jeez.
Super sport. Super, like the hardtop.
That's very specific. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So, you know, and I was able to, like, witness, like, one of our buddies had, like, he took his dad's car out for a ride, like, when I was, like, a teen. And he had like a 420 motor in there and everything. It was just like one of those big ass motors where you would just rev the engine and the whole car would, like, levitate and shake. So it'd be like, like that.
Whoa, that was really good.
Fuck, it was crazy. But yeah, man, like, experiencing that, and I was like, shit, this is my dream car. So yeah, man, that's my dream car, the Super Sport.
Do you have a current dream car? Ever modern
right now. Well, I'm pushing in a van right now, so my dream car would probably be like a sedan. Any new sedan right now.
Anything with four doors under 6 feet tall.
Yeah, for real.
Jomar's getting old enough that the minivan might be a little bit redundant for him. So I think it may be close to the time where you can upgrade from that.
Well, he's seen pictures of my old car, because I used to have a Civic back in the day.
Mm.
And he's seen pictures of that. And he's like, oh, can we get this back? And I'm like, I don't have it anymore. But yeah, man. But yeah, a Civic for now. Like, something small. Something like sedan.
Yeah, because you're going from the biggest, so now you just want anything the smallest, pretty much. Yeah,
yeah, I feel
that.
Yeah.
Philly, what was your childhood dream car?
I wasn't really into cars that much as a kid. And now that I'm an adult, I'm still not really into cars that much. But what's that thing that what's his name, Homer Simpson, what do they drive? Is it like a pink is it a hatchback or like a
that's a sedan?
Oh,
isn't it,
man. I think so.
Oh, a station wagon.
Like a wagon,
station wagon. Yeah.
Station wagon.
Those are dope, man. Yo, no, but
with a mattress in the back. Yo.
Oh shit.
I guess I was attracted to, like, the big flashy cars. So, like, the Lamborghini comes to mind. I don't know if I'll specify model, but, like, definitely Lamborghini was, like, one of those crazy cars. Like, yeah, when I'm rich and famous, when I'm big, I'm going to buy that car.
Sick. But, yeah,
I'm going to go with that.
Do you have a modern day, current dream car, your next upgrade? Mm. Once quarantine's over, the first thing you do is you're going to buy a...
I'm in the market for a new car, but I'm not going to buy this one, what I'm about to say. But I do like the G-Wagon, and I do like the 6 Series Mercedes.
Yeah. Oh
my.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go through Philly's agent the next time we want to book him for True to Size. Sounds like he's really turning into the upper echelon of society here. Okay, so the next fire round question. I have two more fire round questions for you guys. Next one is, what's the best movie you've watched recently?
Ooh.
That's all we've been doing, I would assume, is watching Netflix movies, TV series, old basketball games. But while you guys think about it, because I've had a little bit more time to think about it, I watched recently on Netflix, one of their Netflix originals, Extraction.
Yes.
With Thor. I don't remember which Helmsworth. It's the Thor Helmsworth. I don't remember which one it is. But it was really good, actually. I'm not usually into, like, the war action, like, shoot, bang, bang, gun movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it was quite emotional. I was surprised at how deep and how quickly this very incredibly violent movie turned quite emotional all of a sudden. So, yeah, that was actually really good. I enjoyed that. It wasn't that long, and the ending is pretty crazy. I don't want to spoil anything for anybody, but the ending was... It got me.
Oh,
I was like, whoa. Don't say it. I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen it. We can talk about it after the episode. But I was like, whoa.
Did the ending extract tears from your eyes?
No, but I might extract you from this episode if you do that again. Alvin, what's the best movie you've seen recently?
We haven't really watched movies. We've been watching, like, we've just been binging shows and stuff. We haven't really seen any movies during quarantine, unfortunately.
So what's the best show you've been watching then?
We recently got onto Modern Family.
Mm.
Like, we've always wanted to watch it, but because we didn't watch from the first season, we kind of just let it finish. And now that it's on Netflix, we've been watching
it's it on Netflix? Like at least once a
night. It's on Netflix. Get on there.
I actually really like that show. That's my kind of humor. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so funny. But yeah, that's what we've been watching recently, though.
Phil Dunphy humor is my kind of humor. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Joel, best movie / TV series / whatever, really, you've been watching recently or have watched recently?
We've been watching a series called Hunters. It's on, I think it's on Prime.
Oh.
Prime Video.
The one about Prime. The Nazis?
Yes. About yes, the Nazis yes. and stuff like that. And how they, like, you know, like Nazis in America. And,
yeah.
and you know, these group of guys, they hunt them down pretty much. So I'm, like, into, like, the fourth episode right now. But it's very intense. They're, like, long episodes. They're, like, an hour-long episode.
Oh, so my God.
Yeah, so you're watching, like, two movies pretty much. So, but yeah, like, man, it's very intense. Commit to that. Al Pacino's in it, so that's what got me. So I was like, "Oh, damn, he's in this movie." So yeah, man, check it out, man. If you guys, you know, have that.
Wow, I got some stuff to watch now. Philly, best movie / TV series you've seen recently?
Okay, well, in an effort not to copy Lawrence again, I won't say Extraction, even though I did watch Extraction like a week or so ago, and it is pretty good. So I will concur with what Lawrence said. Aside from watching Save the Last Dance every Sunday like everyone else, I have watched, you know what? Last night, actually, in between Fresh Prince reruns, I watched a movie called Dope. It's on Netflix. It came out in 2015. It's executive produced by Pharrell Williams and Forest Whitaker as well. It's about this teen it's modern day, but like he's like obsessed with the 90s, like culture, hip hop and everything. And there's like this story and blah, blah, blah. It's cool. It's called Dope.
Yeah.
Was it dope?
Yeah, it was pretty dope.
All right. And last up, the last fire round to start off the show. What's a hobby or interest that you have that most people would not know that you have or are into or whatever? So aside from sneakers, essentially, what else are you into? What else intrigues you? What else interests you that most people would not be aware of? I'll go first again, so you guys have a minute to think about it. When I was recently starting to redo the basement, I was digging and like kind of clearing out old stuff, and I came upon something that I used to collect as a kid, which was coins and like money. From like different countries or different like old money or whatever. So that was really cool to go through, and like I was like, damn, first of all, there's like $1,000 in there. I was like, damn, I might just get a pair of kicks. Shit. Get rid of all of it at like face value. So that was pretty cool to go through and find that. I always keep like a $2 bill in my drawer, but I completely forgot that I had like tons of old money and different currencies in the basement tucked away. So that's one thing that I completely forgot about. Yeah. Joel, what about you?
I have this OCD with doing laundry.
Really?
Like laundry. Like I do the laundry like in the family. Like so I have to hang we hang dry. So I hang the shirts or the jerseys or whatever in a certain way. It's gotta go in the shirt or in the sweater a certain way. And it's got to be like the hanger to the left. So it's got to go like, you know what I mean? So the front of the shirt, and then you got the hanger with the opening to the left. It's always got to be that way. If it's the wrong way, I'll go out of my way to take it down and to fix it and to rehang it. Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's I don't know, like I get the shakes just thinking about it. And like I'm having like sweat. I'm sweating just thinking about it. But yeah, that's probably like one of the weirdest shit I've ever.
Oh my god!
Like I have, but yeah.
I thought the taco thing a couple weeks ago was really bad, but this kind of takes over a little bit.
Mess. Yeah.
Alvin, what's a hobby, interest, whatever that most people would not know about you?
So with this whole quarantine thing that started, I got back into video games like heavy. And one of the video games, well, the only video game I play right now is World War Z, which is kind of fitting to
the times,
the situation.
Yeah.
Because I mean, what's next? A zombie apocalypse, obviously. So like, yeah, man, I'm a huge like zombie geek. I've seen pretty much every zombie movie you can think of, even if it's like French, Korean, Japanese. Like I've probably seen it with subtitles and shit. Like I'll watch whatever, even if it's a shitty movie, I'll still watch it just because. But yeah, man, that's probably like my one weird interest.
So you're saying that when this all turns even worse than it already is and zombies begin to take over, the place to go is your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I'll be there.
I'll be good.
Thank you for that.
I'll be there.
Thank you for the heads up. And make sure to drop your gamer tag as well so everyone can add you and be your friend on PlayStation.
Yeah.
Oh, it's, what is it? It's Kick-Fiend.
Nice.
Still sneaker related.
Classic 2008 Alvin right there. I like that.
Small letter, big letter.
Oh, yeah. The A is an at sign, and yeah.
The I is a one.
Yeah. All right, Philly. I'm kind of scared to ask. I don't know why, of all people, no. Philly is the one that's making me nervous. But what's one weird hobby or interest or something people don't really know about you?
You know what? I've been, like, in the past, like, 8 weeks or so, I've been doing more, like, DIY stuff. So, like, just kind of, like, handy stuff around the house, which is... Like, I don't know if it's surprising for people to hear, but it's surprising for me to be doing because I wasn't always super hands-on. But, like, now it's like, okay, well, I have time. You know what I mean? So, like, I've been doing, like, a little – I noticed, like I have a hardwood floor. So, like, there's little, like, little gaps in between some of the hardwood. So, like, I started grouting, like, to fill some of them.
Look at this guy.
And then, like
really basic stuff like that. And then like I ordered like I had a bunch of prints like purchased like years ago and I never hung them up. So like I bought frames and then I started like
this measuring guy. And
stuff like that.
Oh my so, nice guy.
But it's also your house, yo. Once you have your own spot, it's like that's it what changes it you up totally.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I never used to do gardening shit until Sasha forced me to, but now I don't mind it.
Nice.
That was actually gonna be my secondary answer was plants. I don't know what it is, but taking care of plants is the most rewarding thing I've ever done in my life.
Nice.
I don't even want to be a father anymore. I just want more plants.
Plants.
To grow cannabis.
Oh, I was thinking about that. I heard it's hard to grow cannabis.
It'll take a lot of care, man. Yeah, if you can grow cannabis, you're like you're a scientist, pretty much.
Oh, challenge accepted. I like that.
Hey, let's get it.
Let's go.
If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer it on the podcast, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com, whether it be sneaker related or not. Maybe we'll start mixing it up a little bit. Next up, the CGS picks. Each week we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademark phrase...
super cute.
And this is one of the few segments on the show that will remain sneaker related because it would be difficult to do this weekend or the CGS picks, which are shoe picks if we weren't talking about shoes. And in light of that, I'm going to go first. So my pick this week is the often delayed, often misinterpreted for an old used shoe, upcoming Travis Scott Air Max 270 React. So this shoe has been leaked/teased for it seems like half a year now. It's been pictured on Travis Scott. It's been like all the cool kids on Instagram have had them for a little bit of time now. Since the quarantine situation started, they've been pushed back, delayed, confirmed, unconfirmed, everything under the sun. But it seems like now they have a new tentative release date of May 29th, so it's upcoming this month. The shoe itself, as I alluded to earlier, is I guess supposed to look age/vintage, but I think they did quite a very bad job at that. So the midsole itself is yellow. It's supposed to look aged, like I said, but it looks like it was painted with make a little bit of mustard, and it wasn't enough mustard to make the whole thing yellow. Like there, it's just like an inconsistent mustard. And then the upper looks like it's supposed to be a slightly dusty sail, and it kind of just looks like it was left out in the sun for too long. So yeah, the shoe itself, as you can tell by my description, I'm not a huge fan of. It's very Travis Scott-esque. It's very different. It's very unique, to say the least. And I guess it'll be the comfiest shoe he's done, because the 270 React is a comfortable shoe. But my interest kind of stops there. The shoe for me is a poop. And honestly, it looks like that's where it was found. I apologize to anybody who likes the shoe.
Watch out for the fans, bro.
Yeah, I apologize to anybody. I apologize for offending the shoe that you're going to buy four pairs of. Joel, what's your pick this week?
Okay, so my pick is the Air Trainer 3 Viotech.
I know you're excited about this one.
Yeah, man. It originally released in 88. The Viotech was from 2002, the Viotech colorway. So it's like a purple, like a Viotech purple with like yellow accents on it. It's got like a gray strap. The ankle brace, if you want to call it, is like a, it's sort of like a, in the gray as well. But yeah, man, I've been after these for like the longest time. Like I was talking to Alvin about it, and he's come across it as well many times before, but it's just that the midsole swap would be like a big job on these, trying to find a midsole.
Oh yeah.
And you know, the sneaker gods came correct and they blessed us with this drop coming up. So it's probably going to drop sometime. I'm reading in the next couple weeks. So just stay tuned. There's no release date yet, but in a couple weeks, I'm sure it'll be like cemented and whatnot, but they're going for 130 US, which is probably 160 Canadian and whatnot. But yeah, man, these are a super scoop for me, man. Super scoop.
Damn. Joel's going to be busy this month. Fire Reds and then Viotech. Yeah, you hit the lottery with personal.
whenever the Fire Reds come in, man.
True, yeah. We can get to that in previous In Kicks, because we have two very different experiences with getting Fire Reds. Alvin, what's your pick this week?
I got the Air Max 98 Women's Bubble Pack. This specific shoe dons like a gradient of pink/infrared, and then the mud guard seems to have like polka dots on it, and or like, I don't know, they just pop, or they just look like they're just like, you know, bubbles or raindrops on there. They look so dope.
He's swooning.
And then it comes with a hang tag, like a it's like it looks like a balloon swoosh, from what I can see. Which is pretty dope as well. But the overall color of the shoe is like very summery, very like fruit punchy with like perfect color blocking. I really wish these were coming out in men's, but I'm also happy that they're only coming out in women's so that I don't have to spend money on them. So these are super cute for me, but these are probably going to be a super scoop for wifey. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Philly, what's your pick? I'm excited for you to talk about this one.
Oh, yeah. So my pick is the highly anticipated, long-awaited. I think we decided, I don't know if it was a consensus, but we did an episode around Christmas, I think, and we named this like the top Christmas shoe or top holiday shoe.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. Anywho, it is the Kobe 6 Grinch. Correct me if I'm wrong. Have they done a lot of shoes since he's – have they done any Kobe retro since he's passed officially?
I don't think that – I think that they had that one pair slated to release, and I think it got either canceled or pushed back or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, because I think they've been doing the team ones, but they haven't been doing, like, official, like,
retro. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anywho, originally released on Christmas in 2010.
Oh my god, so long ago.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that long ago.
Holy crap.
Obviously, it's a lime green shoe, kind of like a gradient look where it starts off dark lime green on the midsole, and then it goes gradually lighter towards the laces.
Mm-hmm.
Zoom air in the heel. It's like modeled after the Grinch, so it has like that reptile-y kind of feel on the upper. Really dope. They are going for crazy money. Even before Kobe passed, they're going for a lot. If you're a 9.5, it'll run you about a little over 2,100 Canadian.
Oh, damn.
On StockX.
Oh,
damn.
That hurts. Jeez.
Wow.
So a retro is much needed and much appreciated. Sorry, resellers.
Yeah.
This is, for me, a super scoop, super cute. I don't know what the highest rating is, but give me that. Whoop-de-whoop. I'm going to try and get a pair, and I'm going to hoop in them.
Oh,
hey.
Yeah.
Great shoe. Great way to pay tribute to not only Christmas releases, but to the legacy. Like, what a great shoe to bring out of the archives.
Absolutely. And it looked like they also... same rumor / semi verified the K Yao, the pink, the Think Pink or whatever the colorway was called, and the Kobe 6 as well to be coming back next year as well. So it's gonna be a crazy year. So if anybody has a pair of Grinches now that they're bricks and they're gonna be coming out next year, just let me know. I'll take them off your hands for you. No sweat. We'll come out with a good deal for you. So
$200.
Because you don't want to get stuck with them next year when they're back and everybody has them, right? You might as well get rid of them now and let me buy them from you. Next up, this week in kicks. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world. Not of sneakers. Caught you off guard a little bit there. So I have a couple of fun news headlines from around the world that have come up in the last week or two. And so instead of doing sneaker news, we'll save that for next week. We're going to just do some news, if you will. So the first thing, and I'm surprised this had not come up in our personal group chat, in our podcast, in our live whatsoever. And I think that the whole COVID-19 thing was the reason why the news came out when it did. But the Pentagon recently released UFO footage. Did you guys see this? So I think it was last week or the week prior, the Pentagon officially released 3 short videos showing unidentified aerial phenomena. They just would not use UFO. They had to do UAP. Okay, whatever. It's a UFO, bro. So the videos show what appear to be unidentified flying objects rapidly moving while recorded by infrared cameras. 2 of the videos contain service members reacting in awe at how quickly the objects are moving. One voice speculates that it could be a drone. Mm-hmm. In 2017, one of the pilots who saw one of the identified objects in 2004 told CNN that it moved in ways he could not explain.
Ooh.
So there's a lot to unpack here. First of all, was this a strategic time for the Pentagon / the US of A to release this kind of info when everyone's so focused on something else? They're like, here, there's the public information. Here's the UFO, blah, blah, blah. But don't forget about the other thing. Do you guys think this was a strategic thing? Was this on purpose? Don't all jump to the answer at once.
I think it just leaked and they just don't care anymore because COVID is much worse.
Yeah.
Are you really going to worry about something you don't know about or worry about something that's happening to you right now? You know what I mean? So,
I think the general public already know. They've seen it and, you know, it just gets pushed under the rug kind of thing every time it's brought up. So I think it's not really an attempt to like, you know, try to sway the public over to like, oh my God, like there's UFOs. UFOs really do exist. Like, you know what I mean? But yeah, you know, like in New York, you got like, you know, morgues and stuff overflowing and whatnot. So it's, I don't know. I don't think you can hide the pandemic.
I would, but yeah. I'm sorry, Joel.
No, go ahead, Phil. You have something very interesting that is eating at you right now.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all, I don't think, but here's my conspiracy theory.
That's how all conspiracy theories start.
That's how it all starts.
I noticed, like, you know, through time, I'm sure you guys and a lot of people have noticed, like, especially the media, especially the American media, they're all about the next distraction. They're all about you know, throwing the smoke bomb down and then like confusing you or like distracting you from what's actually going on. So if it's like everyone's so focused, like I don't know the numbers, but I feel like the world together, especially North America, has never been so engaged in one topic for such a long time, which is COVID-19, obviously, every single day, day in, day out, for at least 8 weeks now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every single day, that's all you hear and see on the news,
all
right?
All you hear.
So it's like, now is the perfect time. Like, and people are dying, and life is affected more so than it's ever been this century, right? So, like, you can let out little things, because, like, the more we, like, we obviously all prioritize this because we can't go out to eat anymore. You know, we can't play basketball. We can't play ball. Yeah. Nothing, right? So it's obviously a huge effect. So it's like, if they tell you something like, oh yeah, we saw UFOs 50 years ago, be like, who cares? What the hell are you talking about? I want to go sit down. I want to go have brunch with my family, but I can't. That's what I'm concerned about. I don't care about 60 years ago you guys saw a UFO. But it's a huge thing, because if COVID wasn't happening right now and then the government was like, oh yeah, there's UFOs, you're like, what the hell?
So
it's very strategic, and I think like, the more we hear about crazy stuff, the more we're desensitized to it. You know what I mean? Like, think about a long time ago. Think about the OJ chase, right? The famous white Bronco chase. How crazy that was, right? But now you think about it, it's like, okay, we've seen so many police chases and car chases like that. It's like, it's whatever.
I've seen cops.
But when we saw it, but when you first saw a big one, it's like, oh, man. So,
it's true, man.
The way that Phil answered that question was like he had been thinking about it for 3.5 weeks but had no one to tell.
Yo, let me tell you something, guys. When UFOs come to take over the planet in 7 years,
write it on the board.
The government's gonna be like, oh well, we told you guys about this.
2020, we told you already.
All right, if we're gonna get into alien, I have to give my— it's not a conspiracy theory. I'm not going to go as far as Phil to call it a conspiracy theory. But here's my thing about UFOs / aliens. So we can see as far as we know is very, very far away, like millions of light years away. I saw a fact the other day that if an alien was looking at us from 35 million light years away from their planet, if they somehow had a super telescope to look at us, they would see dinosaurs. Think about that for a second, because it takes 35 million years for that light to reach there. If they looked at us right now, they were seeing dinosaurs. So if they're advanced, Alvin liked that one. if they were advanced enough to get all the way here, and like faster than we could even see them, if they teleported, whatever, if they were able to get here and we never detected them until they reached our sky, and they had the technology good enough to do that, I think they would have the technology good enough to remain undetected. Like, if they wanted us to see them, then we would see them. If they didn't want us to see them, then we wouldn't see them. That's my thing. That's my personal thing. I think if they were coming here, they could be right beside me right now, and I wouldn't know. Because they're clearly advanced enough to travel millions of light years to come find us. Then they would have the technology to remain completely undetected. That's my thing.
So you're saying they're still listening to episode 1 of True to Size?
Maybe they are. And if they are, I apologize. We've come a long way. hang in there, alien.
Hang in there.
I do like the UFO talk. Maybe we'll revisit that on a future episode. Next up, some feel-good news. North Carolina man wins $2 million from a fortune cookie.
This gives us
all a little bit of hope. So a North Carolina man said the lottery numbers he took from a fortune cookie earned him a $2 million jackpot after 5 years of using them to play the Mega Millions.
Wow.
So his name is Claude, and he said those numbers were a fortune cookie and also some random numbers I picked for myself. I just liked those numbers and put them together. His ticket matched all 5 balls that were drawn, and so that was his $1 million prize, and it was doubled because he selected the mega piler option, which doubles his drawn amount. So good for him, first of all. And that just makes me feel a little bit better about going to Tremendous, because who knows what could happen if we go for Asian food after this. We could become millionaires. If anything, it's a call for us to eat more Chinese food. So
yeah,
just saying. And the last thing, I'm sure everybody heard this. This was the biggest feel-good story of the week, but also kind of alarming. A Utah boy borrows his parents' car to go buy a Lamborghini. So the Utah Highway Patrol said that a trooper conducted a traffic stop in Weber County on what he thought was an impaired driver, but the driver of the vehicle turned out to be a 5-year-old boy who made off with his parents' car.
Wow.
So if you see the video, it's literally a car swerving off through the highway. I think he's going like 20 miles an hour in a 60 zone, probably can't even see over the steering wheel. The boy told the state trooper that he had taken his parents' car after getting into an argument with his mother, who told him she would not buy him a Lamborghini. The child also told the trooper he had intended to drive to California from Utah to buy a luxury vehicle for himself with the $3 he had saved up. Nice. Alvin's just shaking his head. Alvin, Kaya, in 3 years, she takes your car. What are you doing?
First of all, how the fuck does that kid get into a car?
Yeah.
Without the parents knowing? Like, what the fuck kind of parenting is that shit? Mm-hmm.
Or it's a very covert child. The CIA may be watching that one.
Yo, he's fucking 5 years old, bro. 5 fucking years old. He's going to get into a car. How does he start it? How does he even, like, come on now, man.
I want to know how he gets that far and they don't notice. Like, the police have to pull him over,
like, yo,
because they think he's drunk.
The mom was that mad that that she didn't try to go look for the 5-year-old child? That's how bad of an argument it was? Are you stupid, dog? Like, come on, man. Like,
over not purchasing him a Lamborghini.
This is so dumb, yo. Yeah, for real. But, like, honestly, if the kid's talking like that, the parents probably aren't there anyway, so.
That's true. It seems like there's a lot going on in this family. I can imagine Phil as a child, after he told us the Lamborghini was his childhood dream car, getting in a similar argument with his parents, but it not turning out the same way.
He took his bike instead, though.
Yeah, exactly. He took his bike to California, and they were like, oh, please don't come back. Next up, previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. So it's been a slightly busy week for some of us here. I know, Joel, you said that you picked up the Fire Reds on Tuesday is when you revealed this information to us. How's it going so far with that?
I'm still waiting on a shipping tracking number kind of thing. So I don't know. We'll see.
But you did get the order confirmation, right?
Yeah, I did. I did get the order number and everything. So we'll see.
Okay. So how it goes. So conversely, Phil, you also made a purchase last Saturday.
I did.
And it was the same shoe.
Yeah, I ordered. I bought two pairs of the Fire Red 5. One I did, first of all, I've never ordered anything through footlocker.ca before. That's my first thing. Mm-hmm. So I paid through PayPal through their site, but I wasn't 100% sure it went through. So just to be safe, I was like, okay, let me grab another one since there seems to be plenty of them to go around. So this one I paid with a credit card, straight credit card. Anyways, I got my confirmation like the same day, like within an hour or so. And then they arrived today. So it took like maybe 2 days for them to get here. The only thing was that one of the boxes was fine, perfect condition, blah, blah, blah. But the second one, like the box was mangled. Like there was rips in the corners of maybe two sides of the box. And when it got, first of all, UPS, this is their second time trying to deliver. First time, I don't even think they came to my door. They just left me one of those sticky notes at the mailbox to say, we tried, but they didn't try. Obviously, I was home all day, sitting on my couch working. So you didn't try, guys. Sorry, you guys. Anyways, they came back a second time because I complained to them on Twitter. And
that's why they came, for sure. Yeah.
Yes.
They saw your tweet, yeah.
Oh, yeah. When they called me and everything, like, we're going to try a second delivery time, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, cool. So then I hear the guy knocking, knock, 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 right? And then I like to wait a few seconds because I don't want the awkward scene where like I open the door and the guy's standing there, right?
He hasn't left yet. Yeah.
I give it a few seconds. I open my door. I look around. He's gone, but the shoes are there. I'm like, sweet. One box is smaller than the other. I'm like, this box looks like it's used to ship like kids' shoes, like grade school shoes. Immediately, I pick up the box. The box has a hole. I can see through the brown shipping box, and there's a rip in the Jordan box. So I can see through the Jordan box. I can literally see the shoes while holding the box.
Holy right? shit.
So luckily, the shoes were fine. They're not damaged or anything. And this is not a real problem in the scheme of the world right now. But yeah, Foot Locker UPS didn't really come through with a great experience, a customer service experience this time.
Damn. Mm. Did you take pictures of the situation? Because I'm sure there's a claim somewhere in there for something. Yeah,
for sure. Worst comes to worst, I'm just going to return it because it's a second pair. But yeah, I definitely took pictures and sent them to UPS and Foot Locker through every single possible channel available.
Oh, you were that guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
You asked to speak to their manager in every department.
Just in case you didn't get my, tweet, here's an email.
There's an email and a Snapchat and everything else.
Yeah.
Hey. I noticed you guys didn't reply to my DM 3 seconds ago. I'm on Instagram.
Let me comment on every one of your recent posts on Instagram so you see it.
Yeah.
Alvin, any pickups in the last couple days? Sneakers or otherwise?
Everyone's stuff that I ordered for them on Amazon got to their house, so that was great.
Sure did.
What else? I'm working on another purchase with Mr. John Ratner, so we'll see what happens.
Ooh.
But yeah, no, nothing right now.
This guy's been very busy the last week or two. COVID cops is lighting it is lighting up right now.
Yeah, man, bad idea.
Yeah, so nothing for me. My t-shirt has not come yet. It was expected to be delivered yesterday, and then it was expected to be delivered today, and now it's expected to be delivered tomorrow. So it gets here when it gets here, I guess. I also bought... Actually, I'm not going to say it yet because it's going to come up later. But Alvin got one of the Amazon purchases he alluded to. Alvin got me a book, I think on April 4th. Is when we placed the order, yeah. And it's May the 6th, and is when it came in. So shout out to Amazon Prime, good friend of the show. Thank you for the month and a half of waiting, but it was worth it. I got my book. I bought a book so I could read during quarantine while I was bored, and I'm back to work now. So the book will probably remain unread for quite some time. But thank you anyways, Alvin. I appreciate it. Does anyone have any non-sneaker pickups that they'd like to discuss really quick before we move on? Joel or Philly?
Nah, I'm good.
Philly, nah. Any non-sneaker pickups?
No, I don't think so.
Wow, that's boring. Next up, errors, edits, and e-messages. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM and we'll let the world know that we goofed. First up, from our good friend out in California, J415SF, says, I'm a little behind. I'm on episode 107. My commute went from 90 minutes to 30 minutes, and I was home for a bit, so I'm trying to catch up. But he says, keep up the good work. I didn't even think of that, to be honest. Like, a lot of people listen to this on their commute to work, and either they're not commuting to work or their commute has gone from long to not long anymore because no one's driving. Maybe we'll see an influx of EEs and downloads when people start getting back to work and re-listening again. Next up, from the homie Coffee and Kicks, he says,
yo,
homies, absolutely love the Zoom call idea. I was stuck writing an exam when you held it, though. Keep me posted when you do another, and when I'm finally free, I'd love to join the next. We forgot to mention on Tuesday that we wanted to thank everybody who showed up to our virtual sneaker hangout that we held on Sunday. We talked about it last week with Lion and a Pickaxe that we were considering doing it, and we did follow through. We had a virtual sneaker meetup with some friends from actually all over. There was the America. There was the West Coast of Canada. It was a real fun time. Played a couple sneaker games, showed off some of our collections, and it was real cool. So we'll definitely do it again. We'll make sure that Phil Soul Purpose is there because we know that he's everyone's favorite guest on True to Size. So yeah, let us know if you guys are interested in us doing another one, and we'll set one up because it was fun for us as well. It was a good time.
Yeah, man. Good time.
Next up, thumbs up, thumbs down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. So sticking with the, member Phil, say thumbs up or thumbs down. So we're going to stick with the NSR theme this week, and we're not going to do a sneaker-related thumbs up, thumbs down, but we are going to do something that seems to have gone out of the limelight a little bit in the new social media age, and that is thumbs up, thumbs down to Facebook, as we do a Facebook Messenger call for this podcast. Alvin.
Two thumbs up.
Ooh. Philly.
Thumbs up.
Joel.
Thumbs up.
I'm thumbs up as well. I think if we asked somebody 6 years younger than us, though, well, than me, though, then they would have a different answer. Because it seems...
Is that another TikTok?
Which filter is Facebook? Next up, NSR, not sneaker related. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. So although the entire episode has been NSR this week, we're still going to do it anyways, and it's because Mother's Day is coming up. It's this Sunday, so for anybody listening, get off your butt and go get your mom something for Mother's Day, or at least give her a call. And this was also a reminder to the three of you gentlemen that it is this Sunday coming up. I want to know, what are you guys getting your moms for Mother's Day? Alvin.
Sasha ordered these cool, customizable cookies.
Oh.
That are nice. Flower shaped and say happy. They're like sugar cookies with icing on top. So we're going to do those and do like the drop off kind of thing.
Nice.
And then what else? I think there's something else. I think we're getting them flowers too. Can't recall. But
nurseries in Ontario are opening as of tomorrow. So.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Flowers will be gettable.
Yeah.
Nice. Phil, what are you getting Mama Dukes for Mother's Day?
I already got her something because she asked for something in advance. Well,
nice.
Yeah. She asked in advance, but I gave it to her already because I did a kind of like a contactless drop off the other day. She asked for this, it's like a Bissell, like a steam mop, I guess, for like hardwood floors.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, cool, nice. Cool. So,
bro. She wanted, so I got that from Canadian Tire and dropped that off. And I don't know, I'll probably top it off with some other stuff. She has like so much clothes and stuff, but like maybe some flowers or something, like, I don't know.
Classic.
We'll we gotta be a little creative this year.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah,
for
sure. Yeah.
What's that buzzing? Is someone killing a fly right now?
I think it might be Joel's laundry. As he mentioned, he's addicted.
I think it is.
Man. Joel's the addiction to laundry.
It's the dryer, bro. It's the dryer. Okay.
That's why Joel doesn't use the dryer, man. See? Joel, what are you getting moms for Mother's Day?
Moms, we're probably going to get, like, Mare's mom, like, some flowers and whatnot because she's, like, a flower girl. She loves, like, flowers. And my mom's as well. Probably drop off some flowers for her, but she likes this certain food, like it's like this certain bread, and it's only available at Valerio's. Ooh. And it's like those cheese breads, there's cheese inside the bread, so she loves those. So we're probably gonna grab her like a dozen of those, so we're gonna go drop that off for her, just for her, you know what I mean?
Nice.
But yeah, man.
Yeah, so since quarantine started, my mom's been doing yoga every single day. Literally every single day for the past like 45 days, she's done yoga. And she's been doing it on hardwood floor. So I bought her a yoga mat for Mother's Day because you need to not do yoga on a hardwood floor. I don't know from personal experience if it's bad, but it just sounds awful. And it's so because we're doing the rest of the show NSR, why don't we switch it around a little bit and do NSR, but it'll be sneaker related and mother related. If you could get your mom a pair of shoes for Mother's Day, what would it be? Alvin.
An all black pair of
Air Force.
Well, I'll say Adidas Ultra Boost.
I was expecting all Air Forces as well.
My mom, yo.
No, your mom was a robber.
Yeah. No, it's because it's part of her dress code at work, right? She works at Walmart. So
true.
They have to wear black shoes, but she's allowed to wear sneakers. So we bought her some sneakers, like all black from before, but I feel like the Ultra Boost would probably be the best pair for her.
True.
Yeah, that's probably it. That's probably what I'd cop her, if anything.
Phil, what shoes would you get your mom if you were to buy her some for Mother's Day?
If price was no object, and it shouldn't be because it's our mom's.
brownie points. Yeah, she's not listening, bro. Don't worry.
You never know. Mom, I will get you a pair of the satin shatter backwards.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay.
Thank you.
About to make my answer look like shit. Joel, what about you?
My mom, she likes to walk, so I'll probably get her something like comfy. So that she, you know what I mean? Like, so she'll be like, you know, comfortable enough to do her walks and whatnot. Maybe some Nike Freeze. I don't know. We got her a pair of Nike Freeze from a while back. And she loved those things. She loved those things to death. So, I don't know, probably upgrade her and get her probably something newer. So maybe
free,
something
Nike
like that.
Free
yeah,
too.
Sure. some React,
yeah.
Yo.
Or
Nike
some React.
Yeah, maybe
there you
some
go.
React. Some yeah. Comfy for her, man.
I was actually going to say that. I was like a while back, I got my mom a pair of Roches for Christmas, back when Roches were cool. And she loved them. She wore them everywhere for everything. So I think I would upgrade that and do like a React or something because she really likes
it. Yeah.
She's into the swoosh as well.
What?
Next up, just a real quick thing to promote before we get into the final segment of the show. As we've mentioned the last couple episodes, we partnered with MLSE to do a last dance recap every single Monday. So we are partnering up with their new content Instagram page. It's like almost like a complex, but Canadian, called Serving Syrup. And essentially every Monday we send in our hot takes or our opinions or our biggest takeaways from the MJ docuseries, The Last Dance. And they compile them with other friends from the community, and they throw them up with cool graphics and cool designs on their Instagram page. So check that out every Monday on @servingsyrup. Philly, what has been your biggest takeaway so far from The Last Dance? About anything,
Michael
really.
Jordan, what's that?
About anything, really. It could be very specific or whatever.
Oh, wrong answer.
Shot clock.
Wow, the time
shot
is
clock.
Up.
Shot clock violation. 21st second shot clock.
I don't even need the buzzer effect on my soundboard anymore in Joel's basement. We just have to use the dryer.
Yeah.
All right, Philly. Biggest takeaway.
No, I don't know if I have one. I would not be good if I ever got invited to that thing. I would not be good. But, right now, I don't have a real takeaway. Just because I don't know if it's kind of what I expected. Like, it's a lot that I knew already. I guess it's nice to know. The biggest takeaway, I guess, if I had to pick one, would be I like the detailed conversations and relationships we're learning more about through the perspective of people like you would never hear from before, like Steve Kerr or what's his name? Like Horace Grant.
Horace Grant,
like,
yeah.
What's the other big dude's name? Not Bill Wennington, the other guy.
Cartwright.
Is it Bill Cartwright? No, not Bill Cartwright.
Kukoc.
No, not Kukoc. Anyway. No, but like, just like hearing hearing like the intricate detail and all the behind the scenes stuff that would have never come to surface without social media and access like that before.
Yeah, I've really been enjoying the Steve Kerr commentary a lot because he's a very eccentric individual. So when he tells a story or he has a memory, it's always seems to be a very funny recollection that he has. All right, so I think it was two episodes ago, so it would have been last week this time, we talked about our favorite subjects in school. And I told you guys that I was going to quiz you guys on your respective favorite subjects in school. Alvin's being history and Joel's being geography. Alvin's shaking his head now. It's not.
I graduated a long time ago, bro.
I left that alone.
So they're not hard questions. I don't think they're hard questions, and they're not a lot. I have two geography questions and one history question. Anyone can feel free to answer. It was just a real quick thing that I remembered right before we started, and these are actually Jeopardy questions that I've just found on the internet, I'm now sending your way. So, Joel, are you ready? The geography master, if you will.
Yeah.
I want to know. This is Canada's smallest province, and it's the only one that's not connected to the North American mainland. What is it?
Prince Edward Island?
That is correct. I think you're supposed to say, what is Prince Edward Island?
Sorry.
But it's okay. All right, next up we'll go Alvin now. This is easy, bro. In what year did World War II start? When did it start?
19...
Yes, that's correct. That was very close. 1939.
44 is when it ended, no?
45. Yeah. 45 is officially when it ended. Yeah.
Sure. Hitler was still alive, man. Shit. That man went to Argentina, bro.
Yeah, bro.
We said no more conspiracy theories for the rest of the podcast.
There's proof.
All right, Joel, one more geography question for you.
Okay.
James Bay in Ontario and Quebec is the southern arm of this larger bay.
Hudson's Bay.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Thanks, Phil. Yeah. Once again, you're supposed to say, what is Hudson's Bay? But thank you. What are the Hudson's Bay?
Who is Phil's Bay?
Phil's Bay.
That's the real question that everyone wants to know. All right, so as I mentioned, so we've been, for the last couple of weeks, actually since this started, we've been doing a sneaker version of a game that actually exists in real life that I told you guys about called Can You Name Five? And that's how I got inspired to do the Name Five. I think it was actually us four who originally played Can You Name Five the first time. Yeah. And we all did awful playing it. Really, really bad. Yeah, I don't know if that was me having the questions be too hard, or I don't want to say the other option. So because it's the NSR True to Size episode, I have literal cards from Can You Name Five with me here. And we're going to, and it's nice. It's a 20 second timer, and I'm going to flip it over, and we're just going to do a couple rounds of Can You Name Five. And we'll even be able to include me this time, so I can be embarrassed as well. I'll just hold up the card to the camera, and one of you can read out the question to me, if that works for you guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll start with Phil, because everyone likes to see Phil fail, I think. Phil, I would like you to name five foods commonly dipped in chocolate.
Strawberries, wafers, cookies, ice cream. Bananas, cantaloupes.
Okay, there we go. Hey. Yeah, that's we'll take that. Yeah.
Nice.
I had to think about the ice cream dipped in chocolate for a second. I thought mostly chocolate the other dip, way around, but yeah, chocolate dip, we'll take that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Phil has one. We'll play up to three between the four of us. Including a redemption round if we all get to three. Then we'll do a sudden death. All right, Joel, you're up next. Are you ready?
Yes. Yeah.
Can you name five? Children's board games.
Oh man.
Oh shit.
Snakes and Ladders.
Okay.
Monopoly.
Sure. That's two.
Board games. Checkers, no?
Sure. Yep. We'll take that.
Yeah.
Chess.
Reaching a little bit, but we'll take it. Yep.
And
5 seconds. Time's up.
Oh, I forgot.
Anyone want to complete it? One more board game. I got trouble.
Jumanji.
That's what I was thinking. Trouble.
Sorry
is a good one
Sorry
too.
Is another one. Yeah.
All right. Does somebody want to read this out to me? Whoever wants to. I think that Phil seems to be closest to his camera right now. So we'll do. Yeah, perfect. So there's five. There's five different categories on here. You can pick one. All right. You ready?
Okay.
I don't know if it's gonna be reversed or not. Is it reversed?
No. It's good. Hold on. Oh, these are tough, man. Okay. I'll go with this one, and it's not racist, so don't get mad. Name five movies with Patrick Swayze.
I don't know any movies with Patrick Swayze.
Oh my god.
I'm really not good with actors. Casablanca. I don't know if he's in Casablanca. I honestly don't know any movies with... What are you doing, Alvin? Dirty Dancing. Is that what that is? We're not playing charades. Yeah, we're not playing charades. But okay, so I did not get that one. I don't know any movies with Patrick Swayze. I was literally looking at these, trying to give you semi-easy ones, and then Phil gives me that. All right.
That was tough.
The other ones on this card are fruits and vegetables starting with an A, reasons to quit a job, guns, and you give me movies with Patrick Swayze. All right. You're up soon, Phil. Don't worry. It's coming for you. I gave you chocolate dipped foods and you gave me that. Whatever. All right. Alvin, are you ready?
Yes.
Can you name five meats in a can?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Bam. Yeah. Corned beef,
yeah.
Vienna sausage,
yep.
Holiday
yeah.
ham.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, all the Filipino ones ran out.
Sardines.
There we go. No, they didn't. Nice. That was catered for you. That was excellent.
Nice.
That was Filipino guy.
That was the most Filipino question ever. It was made for you. All right. It's time for Phil. And I'm going to make sure that he gets a very hard one here. Are you ready, Phil?
What about Joel?
No, you're up next. Joel is after you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Can you name five homonyms, which is words that sound the same with different meanings?
What?
Can you name five homonyms? A homonym is a word that sounds the same but has a different meaning.
Oh. Can you give me an example?
No, because then that's one. Okay, fine. Like where and where? Like where is it
where
and
are
I
you?
Wear? Yeah.
What yeah. are you wearing?
Where are you and what are you wearing? Okay, so you have 20 seconds. You're 5 seconds in already.
Okay. Where are? Yeah.
Our?
Okay. I think that's our.
Hour, yeah. But people say R. That's our car.
Where?
You said where already.
Oh, did I?
Okay, your 20 seconds is
Eight.
Up. You have failed.
Oh,
you have failed.
Hard.
You have.
That was a tough one.
It was meant to be. Now we're even.
Okay.
Okay, so if my count is correct, Phil and Alvin both have one. Me and Joel are both at zero. So, Joel, you're up next. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Can you name five?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Landmarks in Europe.
In Europe?
Shit. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, bro.
Okay. The Eiffel Tower.
That's one. Yes.
Big Ben.
Yeah, that would be two. That's a good one.
London Bridge.
Sure. Yep. I don't think that's a drawbridge, but thanks, Alvin, anyways. Yep.
And how many more do I have?
Two more and 5 seconds.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what Alvin's doing now.
Leaving Tower of Pisa?
Yeah. And your time is up, though. I was thinking, like, the Vatican, Notre Dame, the Louvre. There's a bunch.
The Louvre, the pyramid.
Is that what that was supposed to be?
Yeah. You're,
I thought you were starting the YMCA over there, Alvin. That's
Well, that's what it started. Why?
Okay, Phil, are you going to read me another one?
Yes.
Remember, I'm reading them to you, so we're kind of on a team here.
Okay.
Just want you to remember that. Are you ready? Here you go.
We'll do an easy one. Okay. These are long ones. Hold on. Okay. This is an easy one. Okay. Ready?
Okay.
Name 5 things people do for attention.
Ooh. Flex on Instagram. Throw temper tantrums. Buy a fancy car. What else do they do for attention? Cry. Get a boob job.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll take that. Okay. Yeah. All right. I think we're all. No, actually, Joel, sorry, is not on the board yet.
I'm not on the board yet, bro.
Okay. So it's 2-1-1-1-0 for Joel.
Yeah.
Alvin, are you ready?
Yeah.
Can you name 5 mythical creatures?
The griffin?
Yes. 1.
A unicorn?
2.
Yeah. A liger?
3. Yeah. I think that's a real creature, actually.
Medusa and the Sphinx.
That's only 4. A liger is a real thing.
It's not.
It is a real thing. I saw it on Tiger King.
It's on Tiger King.
The 3-eyed dog, the 3-headed dog in Harry Potter.
Take that. I think a Sphinx is also a very real thing in Egypt. It's a it's a statue, but
the god.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so Alvin has 2. Me and Phil have 1, and Joel is still at 0. Phil, it's your turn. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
There's a couple on here that I could just absolutely kill you with, but can you name 5 newspapers?
Toronto Sun, Toronto Star, New York Times, Brampton Guardian, Hamilton Spectator.
Wow.
Holy.
Man, shout out the Hamilton Spectator. This episode, by the way, brought to you by the Hamilton Spectator.
Hamilton Spectator.
And as a bonus one, I'll give you guys the Penny Saver.
The Penny Saver. Hey. All right, Joel, I'm going to give you an easy one so you can get on the board. Are you ready?
More pressure. Okay, go.
Can you name 5 reasons a person would fall down?
Okay, trip. Can't walk. Drunk.
Yep.
High.
Sure.
Untied shoelaces.
Okay, we'll take that. That's a solid 5 right there. A solid 5 reasons. We're all on the board. 2 for Phil, 2 for Alvin, 1 for me, 1 for Joel. Phil, are you ready to read to me in reverse?
Hold on. These are
number 5.
Take your time reading there, Phil. No rush.
No, these are long ones. Okay. I'm going to give you this one. It's pretty easy. Okay. Name 5 Michael Jackson outfits.
Michael Jackson outfits? What does that even mean? Can I just say songs? Like the Thriller outfit? Can I say that?
Yeah, that's fine.
The Thriller outfit, the Billie Jean outfit. I don't know. What does that even mean? The sparkly glove. I don't know. The tuxedo. There's the one where he's sitting on the car with Royal Ones. I don't know. This guy said I'll give you an easy one.
An easy one.
That was the easiest one on there, bro.
It literally says on this same card for everyone listening, things you can hang on a wall. And that's what he gives me. He gives me Michael Jackson outfits.
You're a big Michael Jackson fan, bro.
I thought you get the Michael Jackson one.
I don't even know what that question means. Jeans? Like, I'm sure he's worn jeans before. all right, Alvin, you can finish it. You can end it right now if you can name five of these. Can you name five sports teams whose names are animals other than birds?
Raptors, ooh, Lions, ooh, Tigers.
Ooh, 10 seconds.
Lions.
You said that.
And
you said Lions twice.
Grizzlies.
You said Lions
tigers,
twice.
I said Tigers.
You said Lions and Tigers.
I said Raptors.
Lions.
Lions.
Tigers.
No.
Yes.
Tigers.
Tigers.
Lions. Tigers.
Grizzlies. I said Grizzlies.
That's four.
Okay. And then one Bears. More.
There we go. We'll take that. That was the longest 20 seconds, but we'll take it. Excellent work,
stop
Alvin.
The clock, stop the clock.
Calby, stop the clock. Stop my time. Excellent work, Alvin. You win 5 gold stars for this iteration of Can You Name 5? The gold stars are meaningless until you acquire 7 million. So once you're there, I'll let you know what your prize is. You're some sort of percentage on your way there. Phil, thanks for joining us. I know not sneaker related is right up your alley. So I'm glad that you could be here for this different episode this week, but it was fun nonetheless. I think you guys have a good time?
Yeah,
man. It was cool.
That was pretty good. Yeah, change things up a little bit. Phil, thank you for being here, and thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of the podcast. Wherever you're taking in the episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group we like to use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys called CGS Talk. You can find it at facebook.com/groups/cgs.talk. We've also got a website we use for reviews, recaps, stories, and much, 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 much more called CanadaGotSoul.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments like the Soul Poll, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Of course, do not forget to use hashtag CanadaGotSoul on Instagram for a feature. I've been Lawrence Hopkins, and you can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3OsNEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
Phil, what's your cool send-off?
I don't have one yet, but I'm Philip DeSantos, and you can get me at Soul Purpose, S-O-L-E Purpose.
Perfect. And thank you, Phil, and thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 115 episodes. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS and Soul Purpose, and we are out. Peace.
Peace.
That was cute. Fun little thing.
That's fun.
Two thumbs up. That was
cool, man. That was cool.
A little bit different. Cool. Yeah, Extraction was good. The ending had me. Did you watch it, Joel?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, I don't want to spoil it then. I don't want to spoil it for you. It was good. It was interesting.
Lots of shooting.